Pre-COVID, there wasn't really an issue with finding a hygienist. After COVID, a lot of the hygienists left the profession. And what that did, it put a crunch on the dental industry. And now there's a massive shortage of hygienists. So the salaries are way up.
ADA, the American Dental Association, is supposed to be a not-for-profit organization that is supposed to represent the benefit of dentists, as well as kind of helping push the oral health of the population. And in the past years, their dentists that are a part of the ADA have significantly dropped. And so what they've been doing to fix it, they've invested in Overjet. Overjet is a highly competitive AI x-ray imaging software to help you diagnose what's going on. I had a friend before I started Unify that was approaching me with that. He's like, hey, dude, there's a lot of opportunity in the dental lab space. Let's go in and start a business. And I was like, no, thank you.
Why wouldn't you want to go into the lab business? Just because of technology?
A lot of it's being offshore. You can go in and differentiate yourself on brand and customer support, etc. But the lab space ultimately is still a race to the bottom, which is hard to compete on.
To another episode of Dental Rift, I'm your co-host, Gary Bird. I'm the founder of SMC National, where we help you create, convert, and close more new patients so you can grow the way that you want.
My name is Tanner Applegate. I'm the CEO and founder of Unify. We are a password manager and single sign-on tool built specifically for dental because we understand your pain and want to help you fix it.
All right, so we got some really, really great topics for you today. Number one, Change Health. What's going on there? What day are we on the hack?
We're
on
that 33, yet. More than a month.
Yikes. Okay. And then we have some information on the ADA. The ADA is making some investments into businesses, which is very, very interesting. And I'm excited to talk through that. And then hygiene enrollment is up. More people want to be a hygienist. They make a lot of money now. It makes sense. So we're going to talk through that today. So Tanner, which of these do you want to do first? You want to talk through the hack and just kind of talk about where we're at?
Yeah, I mean, as we've updated with every episode till then, I think that we've created kind of an ADBC new experience for us, right? So this is since the attack on Change Healthcare. So we're 33 days since the attack on Change Healthcare. I am fascinated the fact that it's lasted this long. I've known people that have gotten attacked and they've been crippled for like a week or so, but to have somebody of this caliber be down.
And they paid to get it undone too. They paid the ransom.
Paid the ransom. That didn't work. Those guys were piecing out once they got their millions of dollars. It's crazy. I remember, I don't know if you even knew this had happened or how big of widespread it was. There was a time where I was going to Vegas last year, and it was right around the time that MGM casinos got hacked. So there was a period of time where they weren't getting, like, you couldn't take out cash. You couldn't do anything there on the resorts. They could, like, they had to go in and manually, like, check people into the room because of how bad their system was.
That's a problem.
But yeah, that one only lasted like maybe like 5 days or so, not 33 days. And it was still like a drop in the bucket compared to Change Healthcare. It's crazy.
Sheesh. Oh man, I feel so bad. Whoever's having that problem. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the ADA investment. So you said that the ADA has been investing into some businesses. What's going on there?
So let's step back and kind of just, I gotta put my thoughts together on this, right? So ADA, the American Dental Association, is supposed to be a not-for-profit organization that is supposed to represent the benefit of dentists, as well as kind of helping push the oral health of the population, right? So for patients, they're supposed to represent kind of both. And in the past years, their admittance or dentists that are a part of the ADA have significantly dropped. And so what they've been doing to fix it, I mean, that's a whole nother conversation we could have. But what's interesting is that recently, and I don't know if this is new to the ADA or it's just new to me, but they've invested in Overjet, right? So Overjet is a highly competitive x-ray imaging software to help you diagnose what's going on. And it's not like there's just like only Overjet that has this unique advantage in the technology that they've built. Overjet is one of like three really big players in the space. And so for ADA to go in and make an investment in one and not three, I find that very interesting that it is not in alignment with the core purpose behind the ADA. So as you hear this, I think this is new news to you, Gary. What are your thoughts on that?
Hey, got an important announcement for you. We are hosting the second annual Full Arch Advantage event where you learn to create, convert, and close more full arches so your office can grow the way that you want. This is going to be in partnership with BioHorizons, and this is our second year, but the important part is it's going to be virtual, so you don't have to fly out, buy hotels, travel with your team. You can just register and block off the days and watch virtually. And right now we have early bird pricing. It's never going to be cheaper than right now. I don't even have a discount code because it's so cheap. It's only $199 right now to register. And it's for your team. It's for your dentists. It's for your treatment coordinators, your dental assistants, and your marketing managers. And you're going to learn a ton of stuff to grow. Last year's event had a 74 MPS score, which is amazing. And the feedback was really, really good. So if you're looking at leveling up, we have a ton of new content, a ton of new automations and things that you can add to your practice to really grow. And we're going to be going over a lot around sales and executing on the phones to make sure that you can grow the way that you want. So don't miss this. Go to Full Arch Advantage right now and sign up. This price will not be around for long.
That's interesting that they're picking sides. Big time interesting. How I've always seen it is like Overjet has been more on like the big dental side. So they've been in partnerships with like the insurances and now the ADA and stuff like that, where Pearl, and those are the two big ones that I always think of when I think of it. I know there's others out there, but those are the two that always come to mind. Pearl has been more on the side of like the practices and the, you know, doctors, things like that. That's my perception of it. That's just from, and just from marketing and reading, right? This is not their public announcement. So with that in mind, this doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it is. It's wild though, because
how is that not a conflict?
That's like exactly how, right. I don't know how they justify that not being a conflict of interest for their association, right? The people that are part of the association.
Yeah, because it's I mean, AI is eventually going to be in dental, right? Like 100%. Like everybody, just like digital records, or almost everybody has digital records now. There's no question that AI is going to be there in the very near future everywhere, and you're not going to be able to operate without it, and baselines are going to be created around it. You know what I'm wondering, Tanner, as I talk through that, is like, because the ADA is going to help craft a lot of the guidelines for the future of dental, right? They're usually involved in a lot of that legislation type stuff, right?
Should be.
Yeah. So yeah, they needed to be working with someone to create those baselines in the AI space. So from that standpoint, it makes more sense, but why couldn't, yeah. Usually ADA is known for like creating a round table. Like I went and spoke at the ADA one time. They brought me in for 3 days. And they brought me and like 8 other dental marketing companies in, and they sat us all down and they said, look, we just need help writing the book on dental marketing to help people. What are the baselines? What can we all agree on? And they were all totally different marketing companies that were there. And we worked through that. We wrote the book and it was cool, but that's kind of how I thought the ADA approaches problems.
Right. Yeah. The fact that they went in and actually make a financial investment was fascinating, because yeah, now it sounds like from a competitive standpoint, like if I were Pearl or if I were Videa, I wouldn't work with the ADA because I don't know what kind of competitive secrets I'd be end up giving to my competitors. Right. And so, yeah, from setting a baseline perspective, like they're creating, picking sides and therefore creating enemies too. It's fascinating.
How much did they pay? Do you know how much the,
I don't know exactly.
Okay. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Yeah. This is going to be crazy as it unfolds. I already know there's a lot of ruffle. There's so much like undertone around the ADA right now with dentists. It's very interesting, but I can't put my finger exactly what it is. I just know that people are like constantly, anytime there's a subject online, especially on Facebook, it's just like, yeah, and the ADA, you know, I'm not happy with them right now. Why? I just don't like the direction they're going politically. I'm just like, what is that? What does that mean exactly? Would you come on a podcast and talk to me? People won't typically. So I don't know exactly what's happening.
I know one topic for sure is the ADA's stance on insurances, right? Where they're saying we need to reform how we do dental insurance in America. And a lot of these are other like, no. So it is interesting to see kind of the direction that they head. And I don't know if this is unique because of
the difficulties that they're struggling with internally, or if it's just because of the fact that like they've just had to change and adopt and morph as kind of time goes on. It's interesting to see.
Yeah, it is very interesting. Okay, let's move on to the next topic if you're good with that. Hygiene enrollment. So we've had, I'll just kind of lay the groundwork and then you can give me the background of the story. So it used to be there was plenty of hygienists. Pre-COVID, you can get a hygienist basically whenever you wanted. There wasn't really an issue with finding a hygienist. There was actually, if you posted a job, you would get tons of people applying for it in almost every market, and or the vast majority of markets. And after COVID, a lot of the hygienists left. Now, how many left? I don't know, but I've heard lots of numbers, all the way from 10% all the way up to 30% of hygienists left the profession. And what that did, it put a crunch on the dental industry. And now there's a massive shortage of hygienists. And so the salaries have gone up, way up. Like I remember pre-COVID, what were hygienists being paid? $30 an hour or something like that?
Yeah, depending on the market, but yeah, around there.
Yeah. And now it's up to $60, $70 an hour. So it's doubled in a very, very short amount of time. And that's put a huge crunch on dental offices and profitability. I mean, anytime you double salary for multiple employees, that's going to hurt you big time. So now you're starting to see an increase of people applying for hygiene school, which should help lighten the burden. But I don't know the numbers. So why don't you give us the numbers, Tanner? What are you saying?
Yeah. So I'm trying to see if I can get this and actually share screen, because the numbers are not just hygienists. There's also dentist enrollment in general, as well as dental assistant enrollment. So let me see if I can share this. The dental assistant one is interesting too. All right. So you see that?
Yep.
Okay. So let's start off with this top line. This top line, the orange line, it's fascinating how prior to COVID, it was all pretty stagnant. Right, COVID dipped down, which would make sense. Then it kind of popped back up. Then it shot back up. And now last year was the highest at 8,900 compared to an average of like 8,300 before. So I think that will obviously go in and kind of help stabilize the demand for hygiene for sure. And hygiene programs are usually 2+ years. So that'll take a while before those actually start penetrating the market. But then even in doctors, there's been a steady increase in DDS and DMD enrollment, and that just obviously has continued to go up. What was interesting to me is that it didn't dip down during COVID at all.
Yeah, it didn't at all. Yeah.
Right. And so that was fascinating. But anyway, so it's gone up quite a bit too. But then look at this gray line.
Yeah, that's dental assistants. What's going on? Why is dental assistants? Is that because they've changed the laws? They softened the laws for dental assisting in a lot of states to be more trained in the office. Yeah.
There's less of a requirement, and it's always been this way. And so I think that what's interesting is that I wouldn't be surprised. And this is obviously varying by state. Certain states still require that you have to have a certification in order to be a dental assistant and a practice in an office. But states like Colorado, you can come in with zero experience, get trained on the job, and then become a dental assistant. And that's what we did. Like we got to the point where it was almost easier for us to train in office than it was to go in and retrain somebody that went through a dental assisting school, just because of the way that we do things were just so different and unique by provider or by office. So yeah, it's so interesting to see those numbers going down.
Yeah. So, this isn't necessarily dental assistants coming into the market. No. This is dental assistants going to some kind of school, but offices could just be training them themselves. So I would take that with a grain of salt, because that's almost cut in half. What's up with the dental lab techs? I didn't even catch that. That's been going down. You can't really see the slow decline, but why would that be going down?
I think it's because things are moving to more digital.
Yeah.
Again, these are accredited dental education programs. And so these, like, you can become a dental assistant without going through an accredited program. Same thing with dental lab techs, right? Like when we created our own lab and it's still running, we went and just hired somebody and taught them on site.
So you don't have to be taught. Just so I understand this, I'm not familiar with the lab business at all. So you don't have to be trained in anything. Like you could just, I could open up a lab tomorrow and.
I mean, you want to be trained. Like there's still a skill required to do it. But yes, there's no formal education or formal accreditation that you need No.
I could start a lab today if I wanted to and come to Tanner and say, hey, Tanner, show me the ropes of this. And just give me a quick rundown. I'm going to give you some money just to spend the day with me and show me everything. And as long as I do a good job and the dentists like what I'm delivering, then I'll continue to win business. Is that right?
That's exactly right. I had a friend before I started Unify that was approaching me with that. He's like, hey, dude, there's a lot of opportunity in the dental lab space. Let's go in and start a business. And I was like, no, thank you.
So tell me why. So why wouldn't you want to go into the lab business? Just because of technology?
A lot of it's being offshored. Right. And so it is a race to the bottom with the dental lab techs. I mean, there's always opportunities to go in. Like you said, on our last meetings, is like, you can go in and differentiate yourself on brand and customer support, et cetera. But the lab space ultimately is still a race to the bottom, which is hard to compete on.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when it's offshore and technology is coming into play. It makes it almost impossible to compete.
And it's a very emotional purchase for a dentist, which is never something that I want to get involved in.
Yeah, that's a good point. So what do you think? I mean, the increase of hygienists is good, but it's not like a crazy increase, right? Like when you break it up by every market at every market and every dental office in every area, it's not a huge increase.
No, it's not like it's going to come in and force the rate to go down for sure. I think that it stabilizes in it. Because I think there's a lot of offices right now that are operating without a hygienist. And I know of offices that are doing that.
Yeah. I also think people figured out how to like leverage and play the game a little bit more, like using the temp agencies as recruiters and just being like, we're going to create an amazing culture. We're going to get these temp agencies to send us their best hygienist, and then we're going to wow them and win them over. Basically, it's basically a working interview, right? Legally. And then you get some people in there and then you say, hey, are you tired of traveling and going every which way? Wouldn't you like to have a stable schedule? We'll be flexible with you and give you the dates that you want and whatnot. And you do that a couple of times. Next thing you know, you got a stable of amazing, very driven hygienists, you know? So I think people are figuring that out and figuring that game out. But then at the same time, if you have hygienists coming back into the market and that keeps climbing and going up and up and up and up, what's going to end up happening is that's going to drive down the cost. And then that's going to eliminate a lot of the temp opportunities, because the temp agencies are playing off of the arbitrage on that difference of like the difference of the salary versus not having somebody there today. So they make the money on the difference. So that'll be interesting to see as that unfolds.
For sure. And I think that they're already feeling that. I've talked to some CEOs of these like temp agencies, and they're having to change the tactic in which they approach dental offices. It's no longer like a, hey, let me help you fill a demand. It's really now it's like, hey, let me go in and help you get better quality candidates, which is a different approach.
Totally different approach. Yeah. That's interesting. Awesome, man. Good talking with you.
Talk to you soon.
Peace.